seventh pack of Shavuos, fifth Mishnah. Achen v'nei al pinkasa. Ketzad. Another case of a Shavuot de Rabbanon. Okay, so a storekeeper that has a record of certain products that were delivered. We're not talking about a case where he makes a claim that it says in my booklet that you owe me some such money for produce that you bought in the past. That's a regular claim. And this special shul is not discussing that situation. He goes to the shopkeeper who sells wheat and he says, give my son two saws of chitin, or to give them food worth of a seller. Afterwards, the storekeeper says, look, I wrote down that I gave them this produce, and they say we never received it. So now the Baal Bais is not sure if he has to pay or not, because there's a contradiction between the two parties whether he received it or not. Each side swears, and they both get paid. In other words, you can pay the chenveni, and the Baal Bais is going to have to pay his workers. If make the both swear, one of the two is saying a false statement, because it can't be that he did give it and he didn't receive it. He says that there's no such a shua, like the Tanakhama, that we do make such a shua.